Boston priests molested kids in 6 different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing. We haven't committed any long...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Spotlight.
It's already a big awards favorite with a slew of nominations from various organizations, plus a Best Picture nod from the National Society of Film Critics. Spotlight didn't win any Golden Globes, but maybe its luck will change come Oscar night. It's a darn good movie that compares favorably to the 1976 journalism classic All the President's Men. And it tackles one of the most controversial and disturbing stories of our time in taking on the Boston Globe newspaper investigation into the harrowing story of pedophile priests. Director Tom McCarthy teams with television writer Josh Singer to create an absolutely dynamic screenplay, and Mark Ruffalo continues to prove he's one of the best film actors in the business in his role as real-life prize-winning reporter Michael Resendiz. Michael Keaton is commanding and efficient as Spotlight team member Walter Robbie Robinson. Also, Stanley Tucci turns in one of his best performances in years as attorney Mitchell Garabedian. The movie carries that unmistakable stench of importance on it, and Oscar usually eats that stuff up. On the debit side, it occasionally lacks passion and overkills on procedure, so it may just fall short of being a truly great film, but it still gets an A-minus grade from me. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. It has all of his long-form reviews. You go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. The Muni Meter. Do you have the Muni Meter in your area? Well, it's been in many parts of the country for several years. It is quite an annoying device. It is this one contraption that has taken the place of individual parking meters. So if you're in a very busy city, or even in a resort area in the summertime, it can be a huge pain in the neck. All right, let me set the scene for you. There is a town not far from me that I've been going to in the summertime since I was a tiny, tiny little boy. There was always a parking meter there, so you knew to bring change. Back in the day, nickels and dimes. Now, tons and tons of quarters, but no more. Because when you go there, if you are lucky enough to find a spot, there is no parking meter there. So you're thinking, oh, this is quite nice. The local government is quite benevolent. I park for free. No. You gotta search out and find the Muni meter. It's this one centralized location, okay? George Orwell's warnings are coming to fruition here. So you walk down the street around the corner and down the other block, and there it is. And there's 90 people standing in line so they can get their ticket from the Muni meter. You put money in for as much time as you want to buy. And then even after you walk down to this thing, you've then got to take this slip of paper and walk all the way back and put it on your dashboard so that when Mr. Parking Cop comes by, he sees that you are paid until a certain time. What a pain in the neck. What an awful way to start a day at the beach. And in New York City, they do the same thing now. You got to find this thing and you got to pay it, and then you got to walk back to the car. But let's go back to the beach for a moment. Let's set the scene. It's 96 degrees. There is a heat index of 122. And you're carrying everything you need for your day on the beach. You've got chairs and bags and towels and sunglasses and slippery sunscreen. And you're trying to keep an eye as to where your kid is and everything else. And all of a sudden, you got to hunt out the Muni meter. So you're standing there in line with 35 very sweaty people, very annoyed people. And then you get up to it and you realize, oh, I'm not taking cash right now. You must pay with your credit or debit card. And I don't want to stick my credit or debit card into this thing. I don't trust these machines. If they can't keep track and keep these ATMs secure right in the bank, I'm going to then trust my card into this contraption on the side of the road that people walk by and kick and hit and spit on that anyone can go fishing in anyway. So you have to do it unless you want a nice parking ticket when you get back, or if you don't want your car towed away when you get back. It literally handles an area with maybe 200 to 300 spots. So if everybody comes virtually at the same time, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, to get a full day on the beach, everybody is standing on line in the blistering heat to be able to pay this thing. And again, I don't trust putting my card in it. And then the other thing, even if it does accept cash, it has to be these pristine bills that have just come out of the mint 14 minutes ago, because if the thing has a slight wrinkle in it, it'll spit it back out at you. You know, that's a little cute when you're trying to buy a Twix bar at work at break time, but when you're standing there with hot kids and a nasty wife and you're carrying 19 chairs and an umbrella and you're trying to pay for parking, it's a real pain in the neck. So somewhere these city planners and these city engineers that think, I have this idea that will save us money and will improve the quality of life of everyone. They don't know what the hell they're doing, folks. So go pay for your parking and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Stay with us. Coming up next, things people are embarrassed to buy. There are several. Yeah, you know what they are. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
American Weekend. America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. James Frey wrote a best-selling autobiography called A Million Little Pieces. The book is a memoir of the author's life as a drug addict. After telling his riveting story on Oprah Winfrey, the book sold 4 million copies. One problem, though, most of the book is a lie. Well, readers demanded a refund because they felt defrauded. So, did everybody who bought the book actually get a refund? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
So, did the readers of A Million Little Pieces get a refund for the bogus book? Yes. Did the lawyers who filed the class action suit get $1 million in legal fees? Yes. And that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Wikipedia reports that roughly 150,000 people die every day across the globe. That's 54 million a year. As far back as 1988, the New York Times wrote that cemeteries would be running out of space. And now in the UK, some 70% of funerals are cremations due to the lack of space in church graveyards and urban cemeteries. Cremation is considered ungreen because it takes about 120 cubic meters of natural gas to incinerate both the coffin and the body inside. And one cremation releases 200 pounds of CO2 emissions into the air. Traditional burials uses glue and varnish, formaldehyde, plus casket wood often comes from rainforests. Some innovative green burial alternatives can be found at Novaterium.com. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.